Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3197BN. Today's date is October 26, 2023, and the title of the episode is Deep State Just Played Their Card. Big Fail. Game Over. Speaker Was the Target. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Do you want to take control of your financial future, but you don't know where to start? Noble Gold Investments understands. Investing in precious metals may sound confusing, but the team at Noble Gold Investments makes it easy. Let's hear from the actual Noble Gold Investment customer. One customer said, "The staff answered all my questions and helped me every step of the way." Another one said, "No pressure, sales tactics, just honest guidance." Another one, "Secure my future is less stressful thanks to Noble Gold expertise." So don't settle for financial uncertainty. They'll suggest options and see if you can diversify into gold and silver. Right now, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 5-ounce silver American the Beautiful bullion coin for qualified accounts. Don't settle for financial uncertainty. Noble Gold Investments has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and countless 5-star reviews. Why wait? Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. This is the only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investments and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters. It seems that they are now going all out with their 16-year plan because they realize as they bring us to war, they're supposed to have the weapons away from the people. And it looks like they're not holding back right now, and it looks like they're going for everyone's weapons. Actually, Kamala Harris was out there letting everyone know, wow, did you see what Australia did? They went ahead and they got rid of everyone's weapons. That's the model that we should be following. They're not even hiding it anymore. And it looks like they played their card. And actually, the individual who was shooting up everyone, his last name was Card. But this has failed. But you could see why they're doing it. Because they need to get the weapons away. Because if we're going into war and the country is going to lose the war, they can't have the American people with weapons. That wouldn't work. But the problem is the borders have been open. And people saw what happened out in Israel. They don't know who's in this country. Do you think they really believe the Biden administration? And even if the Biden administration is telling everyone, and Mayorkas and the rest telling everyone, there's nothing to be afraid of. There are no terrorists in the country. No one got by us. Now, they could tell the people that. The people might believe it. But as soon as an event happens, everything they just said turns into a lie, which means everything that they're trying to do, well, it's game over. And I do believe this is why Trump has been putting out the message, letting everyone know that something is going to happen in this country. Because once again, yesterday, Biden was out there letting everyone know if Iran decides to do something, it's going to be a red line. We will respond. This is how they start war. So what do you think is going to happen? You think the terrorists are going to retaliate? Of course they are. You think they're just going to do it out in the Middle East? Now, listen, we've had war out in the Middle East for a very long time. Trump called it the endless wars. It's been going on in Lebanon. It's been going on in Iraq. It's been going on in Somalia. It's been going on in Libya. It's been going on in all these areas, and especially Syria. So if Trump has been talking about a world war, we've seen these wars go on for a very long time. How would we get into a world war? Well, it seems that something else must happen. Now, if Iran decides to do something, does that mean we're in a world war? No, because when you look at Libya, when you look at Lebanon, when you look at Iraq, when you look at Syria, you could see that no world war started with those battles. So is this going to lead to world war? Maybe, but I don't think it's going to happen with Iran or Hezbollah or Hamas firing something at our ships. I do believe this might be the beginning of something, but I don't believe that's going to be World War III. I think that is going to expand with terrorism around the world. Because think about what Soros and others have done. They've brought the garbage into all of these countries, Europe, the United States, Canada. They did this on purpose. It wasn't families. It wasn't, yes, there are children, there are women, but most of these individuals are young men, military age young men. There's a reason for this because they know that they need to create chaos on a scale like we've never seen before. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots have been warning about this entire time. And I do believe this is why they went ahead and they actually took an innocent and they decided, let's have a mass shooting because the people aren't buying our narrative anymore with gun control. That's fallen apart because of what happened now in Israel. So we need to regain that narrative, and we need a gigantic mass shooting, and we need a chase to keep it in the news so people keep seeing it. The problem with all of this is that no one's going to buy this. It's too late. But you could see that they're not even pretending anymore. They're not going to use the same narrative, oh, we got to save the children. No, they're going to say, you know something, just like Trudeau came out and said, we're going to confiscate the weapons. No, people will not have pistols anymore. The same thing that is going to happen here. Kamala has already come out and said it. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they brought him down this path. And I don't mean they're the ones who released this individual. I do believe this was an innocent that the CIA, FBI, and the rest controlled to open fire and to cause all of this. And we've known they've taken people who are mentally ill, who are on drugs, and the voices they hear, that's projected into their minds. And I know a lot of people don't believe this. I know a lot of people say, no, that can't be true. Well, a little bit later in this report, we're going to show you, because a college professor showed his students how you can take a very thin beam of sound, nobody can hear it, and it sounds like you're hearing it inside your head. So it is true, and you take the people that are on medication, take the people who are mentally ill. If they heard voices in their head, what do you think they think it is? I mean, will they follow those instructions? Of course they will. They're mentally ill. And this is how they use people. But I believe that this has completely failed on them. And since the people are waking, the people seeing all of this play out, the people are not just going to say, hey, you know something, you're right. We're going to give in all our weapons. They're not going to do it because they see what's happening out in Israel. They see the borders wide open. They understand that there could be people in here, and they're seeing it all over the country. Crime in LA, crime in Chicago, New York. They're seeing it in all these different cities. So they know, and I'm talking about the people of this country, they know that they need to keep their families safe. So this isn't going to work. And I do believe with everything that's happening with the House, I do believe Trump set this up to actually bring in the speaker that he needed. And he needed the Patriots in place, then to get the speaker in place. Sometimes this takes a little time because you got to get rid of the rhinos. You got to get rid of the uniparty. And the Patriots fought every step of the way. And just like the Senate was the target, I do believe the speaker was the target. The House was the target. Because think about what's coming down the pike right now. Think about 2024. Think about what the deep state is going to try to do. They're going to try to push their agenda. Oh, central bank digital currency. Well, who has to pass that? Oh, that's right, the House. Do you think the House is going to go along with this? Absolutely not. War. Do you think the House is going to go along with this? Absolutely not. They're not just going to go, hey, yeah, let's go to war. They're going to stop and say, well, let's think about this for a second. Think about everything else that's going to happen. So I do believe this was set up to be a block. And yes, will they investigate? Will they continue on with what they're doing and actually ramp it up? And hopefully they release the January 6th tapes. I wonder if they're going to release the January 6th tapes at the right moment when Trump might be on trial. Or maybe right before. That should be very, very interesting. And we'll have to see how that plays out. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Congressman Jamal Bowman. Well, once again, everyone can see with their own two eyes that these people are liars. He was caught pulling a fire alarm. And a new video came out, and it showed that he was removing the signs from the door, saying that this was an emergency exit. So basically, he knowingly went ahead and decided to obstruct the hearing that was going on. And he knowingly removed the signs. He knowingly pulled the fire alarm. He knows exactly what it is. And actually, the video shows he did this on purpose. Now, is he going to jail for a very long time? Because think about it. The emergency vehicles, the fire crew, the police, they used resources to get over to the Capitol. They came over, and let's say there was a fire someplace else. This was a false alarm. People could have been hurt. And once again, is this person who obstructed what was going on in Congress, who knowingly did this, is this person going to jail? Absolutely not. Once again, you can see the stark contrast to what they do to their own, to what they do to the conservatives. It's very, very easy to see. So what penalties did he receive? Well, he has to pay a $1,000 fine and serve 3 months of probation. Now think about all those people that just walked into the Capitol and took pictures. Did they get the same thing? Absolutely not. You can see the difference now. It's as clear as day. John Solomon on Truth put this out and said, watch Kash Patel, Representative Bauman, should receive same legal treatment as J6 defendants over fire alarm stunt. Trump responded to this and said 100% correct. And he should absolutely receive the same exact penalty, go through the same exact thing. But once again, the people can see the difference. It's that easy. And the people can see that the FBI, DOJ, they're all involved in the criminal syndicate. They cover for the Biden crime family. Actually, these people, they cover for everyone because it's one gigantic criminal syndicate. And like George Carlin would say, it's a big club and you ain't in it. And I think people are starting to realize, I mean, he was way ahead of his time. And I think people are starting to realize that he was absolutely right. Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, Bidengate. Most voters suspect FBI and cover-up. 60% of likely U.S. voters believe it is likely that top officials at the FBI have helped cover up wrongdoing by Biden or his family members, including 48% who think it's very likely. So the people are not fooled. The people aren't stupid. The people can see all through this. And they understand what's going on. Just like they understand what's going on in Trump's trials. They know that all of these charges are, I'm going to use the word, trumped up. They're fake. And they brought in Cohen, who's a serial liar, and he lied again on the stand. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said, the judge in the New York State AG case refuses to accept the overturning of his decision by the appeals court. This is a first in the history of the state. He has gone crazy in his hatred of Trump. Also, their star witness just admitted his statements were all a big lie. He broke down in court. The radical left judge said he doesn't care. He's trying to protect racist AG Letitia James, who has no case, lost the appeal. But as a tyrannical and unhinged Trump-hating judge, she campaigned for AG, I will get Trump long before she knew anything about me. This is judicial misconduct coupled with prosecutorial misconduct, and somebody from the city of New York must step in and stop this complete and total miscarriage of justice. Then he put this out. The New York State Attorney General's case against me is dead. But the radical left judge refuses to end it. He just can't let it go. Their star witness lied like a dog on the stand today and then admitted that I did nothing wrong. A total sleazebag. Letitia James should focus on violent crime, which is out of control. So unfair, I don't even get a jury trial. A blight on the New York State judicial system. Businesses are watching all over the world and never coming in, only moving out. The governor should get involved. Election interference by my political opponent. And he's absolutely right. And that's what people are seeing. They're seeing election interference. And I do believe Trump is bringing everyone down this path so they could see the election interference, not just with this case, but with many of the other cases. And the people, not even the D's, logical thinking D's, they're also questioning this, saying, this doesn't make any sense. What's going on here? And everyone can see that, wait a minute, is this all being driven by Biden because he's the actual criminal? He's actually treasonous against the United States? He hid all of this from we the people. Remember, he showed us his taxes. What did he show us? His personal taxes? He kept everything else hidden. And now, with what Trump did, where the deep state players, the D's, went after him to get his taxes, and they brought it all the way to the Supreme Court, now we can get everything. We can get everything that they have, even the family members. I wonder if Trump did this on purpose. Of course he did. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he has been cleared of at least one of the many nuisance charges the Democrats have thrown at him since he left office in 2020. After a lengthy 4-year review, the Department of Justice watchdog has officially found that Trump did not improperly influence the FBI's decision to keep its headquarters in Washington, D.C., instead of moving it to Virginia or Maryland, and this is according to the DOJ report. The talk of moving the FBI out of the famed J. Edgar Hoover building in downtown D.C. started 20 years ago, and in 2014, the Bureau began seriously considering moving to new offices. The initial plan was to turn the building over to the developer, which would then build a new office complex in whatever location the Bureau ultimately chose for its new facility. The deal was labeled an exchange procurement. Democrats began accusing Trump of meddling in the FBI's plans to move the suburban campus during a meeting in January of 2018 that included members of the GSA, the FBI, and the Trump White House. So it turns out they made this up just like everything else. I think everyone's starting to realize that these individuals, the D's, just like Bauman, they are serial liars. And all they do is lie to cover up their other lies. And when they're found out, they lie again. And I think people are starting to really understand this, and people are really starting to see this. Just like they're seeing the entire illegal problem in this country. And people, yes, they are afraid. They're nervous because they realize, holy crap, the borders are wide open. We have no security. They're letting anyone in. And this is a complete and utter disaster. But you could see that all the illegals that are coming into New York, all the illegals coming into Massachusetts, yes, the mayors and the governors, they complain about it. But have you ever heard them say, maybe we should close the borders? Maybe we should stop all this. They never say it. Instead, they complain. They go down to Mexico and Central America, say, if you come into the country, don't come to New York. Instead of saying, you can't come in, the borders are closed. We only accept those who are being vetted. Because we accept people into this country as long as they're not, you know, child trafficker, drug traffickers, MS-13 gang members, Hamas, Hezbollah, and other terrorist groups. If you're an upstanding citizen and you're going to assist the country by getting a job and working and paying taxes, which I don't think we should. We think we should get rid of the Federal Reserve, but that's a whole nother story. But those are the people that we want, someone that's going to add to society. We don't want the other trash. And this is what they brought in. And now they're feeling the pain. So what does New York do? Well, Mayor Adams, he's out there and he's considering giving out free tents for illegal immigrants to camp in the city parks. So he's going to spend money on tents. Does that make any sense? Actually, if you go back in time, it reminds me of the 30s during the Great Depression. New York City Central Park was taken over by unemployed workers who built shanty towns out of leftover scrap metal, cardboard, and wood. So now he's doing the same thing, except the people who are living there are paying for it. And these people aren't citizens of this country. They came into the country illegally. I mean, really think about this. You think the people are just going to sit back and say, okay, this works? No, they're going to push back like we've never seen before. Sweden is doing something very interesting. They're going to be throwing out all migrants who earn less than 2,322 euros. Now, that is very interesting because if you're just in this country, you're not earning anything and you're not adding anything to the country that you're in, why should you stay there? First of all, if you're illegally in this country and you didn't come through the process, the correct process, these people should be moved back outside the border and let them come in and be vetted first. Then you can use this rule on them. But again, we have Biden, we have Obama, we have Harris that's following the deep state agenda. And as they continually follow this, the people see the truth. Just like they see the truth in how the U.S. government, which is actually the deep state players, how they were violating our constitutional rights, our First Amendment, Second Amendment, you name it, they're violating pretty much everything. And actually, these people should be removed right off the bat because remember, they swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. And every step of the way, what have we seen? We've seen these people go against the Constitution. And I think that should tell you everything you need to know. And when you look at what is happening with Twitter, what was happening with the government, and you can see the government, they were calling the shots, telling Twitter, and of course, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and the rest, they were telling them who to censor and what to do. Well, it looks like Judicial Watch right now has initiated a legal battle with the Department of Justice. The new complaint centers around inquiries for details regarding payments allegedly made by the Federal Bureau of Investigation to Twitter, now operating under the name X. This move comes in response to an investigation called the Twitter Files, made public courtesy by Elon Musk and others that helped him put this information out there. Now, the crux of the controversy lies in an account by independent journalist Michael Schellenberger. His report, dated back December 19, 2022, divulges what seems to be a receipt marked with a rather hefty figure, approximately $3.5 million. This funding was sourced from taxpayer money and handed over to Twitter as compensation for the time expended handling software and data requests from the FBI during the period of October 2019 through February of 2021. So this is going to be very interesting as they go through all of this. And we'll have to see how this all plays out, because we know the government, they were violating our constitutional rights. And we know that these individuals, they were involved. Money was going back and forth and they were found out. They never expected to lose control over Twitter. They never expected Hillary Clinton to lose. They thought they were going to maintain this control and maintain the narrative, but they are losing the narrative every step of the way. Now, we can see that the deep state players, they are doing one gigantic push. They're playing the card of Obama, and they are now pushing gun control like we've never seen before. And the only way they can push gun control is to have an event. Now, remember, what have we seen in the past couple of days? We've seen Hamas come into Israel, come into homes, kill women and children, drag people off, and those that didn't have weapons, they couldn't defend themselves. The people of this country saw this, and the people went, holy crap, what is going on here? We can't give up our weapons, and this is why you see a surge of people purchasing ammunition and buying weapons. And even liberal Jews right now who hate weapons, they're going to purchase weapons. This tells you everything you need to know. So the deep state saw this and said, holy crap, everything that we did with gun control, everything that we've been pushing with our 16-year plan, because we're supposed to get rid of the weapons, and this was supposed to be done a long time ago. Now the people are doing the opposite of what we want them to do. We need to do something to shift the narrative. So they talked to their CIA, FBI representatives, and the deep state players and said, listen, who do we have up? Okay, we need someone that's mentally ill, on drugs, and we need someone that we can control. Because remember, we can control innocence. Who can we control with MKUltra? Okay, let's get this guy over here. And let's feed him some information. Let him hear what he needs to do in his head. Kill people, go out with your gun, and shoot people. Now remember, this individual is mentally ill. They've known about him. The FBI knows about him. And he wasn't really supposed to get a weapon. He wasn't supposed to get it legally. Think about that for a second. But right on cue, and we'll be talking a lot more about that a little bit later, but first, right on cue, we had Biden out there, and he put out a post on X. It wasn't really him. And he's telling everyone that, yes, you know, we're sorry for those people that passed away. And yes, those people that passed away. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And of course, what do? They bring up gun control. We even had Kamala Harris. She was out there and she has praised Australia's gun confiscation program and she condemned the mass shooting. So she said, let us be clear. It does not have to be this way, as our friends in Australia have demonstrated. So Australia previously confiscated hundreds of thousands of firearms in a massive mandatory gun buyback program. The United States, I hate to tell her this, it's not Australia. We have the Constitution. Australia does not. We have the Second Amendment. We were born with these rights. And we need to look at these individuals. Because if you go back in time, what do they all have in common? They're mentally ill. Let me ask you a simple question. If someone stabs someone, do we collect all knives in the country? No, we don't. How come? Because the knife didn't do it. Even if that person kills 5, 10 people, you don't collect the knives. If someone takes a SUV or a car and rams into people and kills 5, 10, 15, 20 people, which has been done many times, do we go and do we ban cars? No. What do? We go after that person that was driving the car. The same thing with the weapons. The weapon doesn't do anything. When people say, well, those are very dangerous. So are cars. So are knives. So is everything else. But it's the person that is doing it. The law-abiding citizen abides by the law. And actually, if you have law-abiding citizens carrying weapons, this person would have been stopped. Period. The end. So what's very interesting is we could see that they're making this gigantic push. Don Jr. put this out and said, the main shooter was always known to law enforcement, previously committed to a mental institution and prohibited from owning firearms. If only the FBI would stop spying on Catholics, concerned parents at PTA meetings, and MAGA patriots, maybe they'd actually stop real terrorists for a change rather than trying to create them. Well, they weren't going to stop it because they're the ones who are pushing all of this. They're the ones that knew that he was on the FBI watch list, that he was on antidepressants, that he had a counselor, a programmer, a therapist. It was known. They used this individual. Ryan Saavedra put this out on X and said, the key here is the line Card. Now remember, this individual's name is Card. His last name is Card. Card was also reported to have been committed to mental health facility for 2 weeks during 2023 and subsequently released. That means he was involuntarily committed, which means he was banned from owning or possessing a firearm. So this individual, where did he get the firearm? Where did he get it from? Because if he's not allowed to have it, he couldn't just go to the store and pick it up. So again, here we are. They knew about this individual. Julian Drum put this out and said, ex-military member hearing voices, MK Ultra, might as well be stamped on his forehead. And he's absolutely right. And I know a lot of people are like, that's completely outrageous. That doesn't happen. Well, think about it. Think about all these shooters. They all have the same exact profile. Mentally ill, on drugs, they have a therapist. And yes, these people, the innocents, are very, very easy to control. Woke societies put this out on Telegram. And this professor shows the children in his class. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Do you want to take control of your financial future, but you don't know where to start? Noble Gold Investments understands. Investing in precious metals may sound confusing, but the team at Noble Gold Investments makes it easy. Let's hear from the actual Noble Gold Investment customer. One customer said, the staff answered all my questions and helped me every step of the way. Another one said, no pressure, sales tactics, just honest guidance. Another one, secure my future is less stressful thanks to Noble Gold expertise. So don't settle for financial uncertainty. They'll suggest options and see if you can diversify into gold and silver. Right now, Noble Gold Investments is offering a free 5 ounce silver American the Beautiful bullion coin for qualified accounts. Don't settle for financial uncertainty. Noble Gold Investments has an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau and countless 5-star reviews. Why wait? Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com or click the link in the description. This is the only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investments and there's no guarantee of any kind. How you can have a beam of sound that nobody can hear when it's directed on you. It sounds like the sound is coming from inside of your head. Take a listen to what he did with the class and what he could do with a couple of $1,000 and how they can take this beam and focus it on someone and make them hear things. Take a listen.
You can't hear this. I haven't turned it on yet. When I do, it's going to blast out a 65 kilohertz beam. Because the wavelength is so small, it doesn't spread. Because 65 kilohertz has a wavelength like that.
So it's going to be, in that sense, similar to a laser. It just comes right out as a beam.
Now, how do we make that audible? Well, they put a modulation on top of the 65 kilohertz. There's a modulation. And now, here's the next thing I have to tell you. That 65 kilohertz is very high amplitude. It won't hurt you, we don't think. Okay? You certainly can't hear it, and we don't think it'll hurt you. And it's very high amplitude. And what happens when you have two sound waves like this, sound plus sound can create sound, but only at high amplitudes. At low amplitudes, sound waves just travel right through each other. You may be sort of familiar with this. But at high amplitudes, you can create sound. So what happens in this apparatus is the audio sound, the sound that you're going to hear, is actually created in the beam, not here.
And because it's created in the beam, and it stays in the beam, we have a beam of sound.
So let me demonstrate this for you. Let me turn it on. And I'm going to find the piece of music that we like.
Yeah.
You may not like it.
The Eagles?
Yes.
You like the Eagles?
Yes.
Okay, good. Oh, we have a friendly audience this year.
Yeah. I think they're just saying that to make us feel better.
Right. All right.
It's worth the $2,000. It's not our money. Now, the sound that you're hearing is being created in this beam. It almost sounds like it's coming from your head. So let me try to scan the whole audience here so everybody gets to hear this. Absolutely remarkable. Pete, are you getting it? Let's try to, wait, one more thing. Let's try to bounce it off the wall. Raise your hand if you can very clearly hear it. I'm going to try to bounce it off the wall. Look at where the hands are raised.
So yes, these individuals, they can be controlled. And they are controlled. Charlie Kirk put this out on X and said the following. My heart grieves for the victims and their families in Maine. But before we start talking about taking everyone's gun away, especially when pro-Hamas groups are marching in our streets, let's answer some basic questions. What psychological medications was this insane person on? What was he saying when he was institutionalized just a few months ago? Who determined he was ready to be released? What existing laws went unenforced to enable him to go on this killing spree? Then we have end wokeness and started to put all this together with all the past shooters. And end wokeness put this out on X and said, Uvalde shooter, mentally ill. El Paso shooter, mentally ill. Parkland shooter, mentally ill. Lewiston shooter, mentally ill. Nashville shooter, mentally ill. Fort Hood shooter, mentally ill. Sandy Hook shooter, mentally ill. Virginia Tech shooter, mentally ill. Tyrants, America has a gun problem. No, we have a mental ill problem, and we have the criminal syndicate pushing these events so the deep state players can push their bills. And remember, Obama, he didn't complete his mission. Hillary didn't complete her mission. They were supposed to get the weapons away from the people before World War III. Now they're trapped in all this. So let me go back to Post 1629. This is June 28, 2018. It says, law enforcement should interview the therapist. Each shooter has one coincidentally. Targets? Relocation within 30 days of each shooting? New name? FBI doesn't know this? Spooks are hard to find. Dream to reality. Then if we go to Post 94, this is November 5th, 2017, there's one line in here. Now think about it. When this was put out in 2017, who was the former president? Obama. What is the shooter's name? Card. Playing the former president card. So is Biden using Obama's techniques of trying to get the weapons away from the people? Because remember, Obama, he's the president with the most mass shootings. And the reason why he had the most mass shootings, because the UN Arms Treaty was in the Senate. John Kerry introduced it. And what they tried to do with all the other gun legislation, they tried to have event after event after event to push the bill, to push the UN Arms Treaty. It didn't work. Is Biden now using the same agenda as Obama? Of course he is, because Obama's telling him to. And what's very interesting is that CNN, they're interviewing local Maine individuals who live there, and this guy said something that he wasn't supposed to say. He said, I wish I had a firearm. I wish I owned one. The people are not thinking, I want to give up my gun. The people are thinking, I need a gun. Game over for the deep state. They played their card. It didn't work. The people are awake. The people see what's going on. And we could see more and more judges are striking down the unconstitutional gun restrictions. There was a victory for the Second Amendment and civil liberties. A federal judge ruled that New York City's gun restrictions violated both the Second and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Judge John B. Cronin, in a 48-page ruling, specifically criticized the city for allowing broad discretion to local officials in denying gun permits. This is an important development in the fight for gun rights and could have nationwide implications. Judge Cronin said, this case is not about the ability of a state or municipality to impose appropriate and constitutionally valid regulations governing the issuance of firearm licenses and permits. The constitutional infirmities identified herein lie not in the city's decision to impose requirements for the possession of handguns, rifles, and shotguns. Judge Cronin issued a stay in his ruling until midnight, giving the city a small window to file an appeal. But even if the appeal is filed, this ruling sends a powerful message. It reminds overzealous lawmakers that constitutional rights are not up for debate and are certainly not subject to bureaucratic whims. So once again, the deep state players are being pushed back, and this has to continually happen because with every ruling, it makes it harder and harder for them. And really think about this. The Supreme Court, they come out with their rulings. The deep state tries to go around these rulings. The courts then look at this and say, what are you doing here? This is in violation of the Constitution. So they smack that down, which means they are being boxed in a corner, which means they will not be able to issue any other type of legislation. Now, if they keep trying to do this, that means they're knowingly doing this and they're violating the constitutional rights of the American people. And it becomes very, very clear in what they're trying to do. And this is not going to end well with them because remember, now we're getting to the point where people can see the tyrannical government. It's getting clearer and clearer because they can't hide anymore. They're just coming out and saying, look, Australia, they went around and they got everyone's gun. Canada did it too, the UK. It's our turn, people. The people are going to look at them going, I see your agenda now. I see what you're trying to do. Thanks for telling us. Now we know what to do. Buy guns, buy ammunition, protect ourselves because we see the tyrannical government. We see you. And I think the people see them just like they saw the rhinos, just like they saw the Uniparty during the House Speaker fight. And now the people, they see it all, just like they see what's going on with the wars. You see, the people are waking up. The people can see this stuff. And the people, they're going to be pushing back. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots want. They want the people awake. They want the people to see through all of this. So in the end, when they're pushing war, World War III, the people are going to say, I just don't want peace. I don't want you people involved anymore. We're throwing you out. And we can see already out in Slovakia, the formerly appointed prime minister, he immediately ended the military aid to Ukraine. Says Russia and the U.S. must agree on peace terms. So they're not even funding that anymore. It's come to an end because Ukraine, they lost. I mean, Russia can go in and just take over the country, but that wasn't the point of the operation. And now they're trapped. Biden's not getting the funds that he needs. And they're becoming desperate, and you can see it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Marjorie Taylor Greene, she has introduced resolution to censure Rashida Tlaib. And she put this out on X and said, I just introduced my resolution to censure Rashida Tlaib as privileged to force a House vote in two legislative days. Tlaib led a pro-Hamas insurrection into the Capitol complex, has repeatedly displayed her anti-Semitic beliefs, and shown her hatred for Israel. And yes, this is exactly what they should be doing. Now, does this mean this is going to happen? We'll have to wait and see. But again, we always have to push back and push back very, very hard. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that Hamas, they still have hostages. They're trying to delay an invasion into the Gaza area. And Hamas is now coming out saying that Israelis killed hostages by striking certain locations. Hey, this goes back to what Obama was trying to say in his statement. And it looks like they're trying to start something and they're using the hostages, people as human shields. Now, Hamas might be lying about this to push their agenda, but don't worry, Biden is on top of this. Oh, wait, no, he's not. Steve Guest put this out and said, Americans are being held hostage by Hamas terrorists. Meanwhile, the Biden State Department is devoting the time and resources to mark Intersex Awareness Day. That seems very, very important in this time. And we can see the new House Speaker, he approves the resolution backing Israel in his first move right now. And we could see that they're moving forward with all of this. And once again, we can see that hopefully Johnson does the right thing. Now, it looks like Trump, he set him into position. This is what they actually wanted. And maybe they use Jim Jordan to push them in a different direction, have everyone see who the rhinos, who the Uniparty is, and then bring in the actual person they actually wanted. It seems like this is exactly what happened. And now the Patriots, they have control. And I do believe that this was actually the target from the very, very beginning. If you go back in time, remember, when Trump was in the White House, the Senate was the target. The Senate was able to block everything. Now we have the House that's doing the investigations, the House that controls the purse, the House that can block or absolutely do the opposite of what the deep state wants. So I do believe that this most likely was the target, and it looks like the Patriots now are in control, because as we go through 2024, things are going to really ramp up now. Now, the other thing that we see is we see protests all over the country right now for Hamas, and yes, there's Israeli protests, but those individuals that are protesting for Hamas, a lot of it is made up of the trans community and Antifa, and those people that are tearing down the pictures and photos of the missing children in Israel. Who are these people? Well, it's the same people that were marching and burning and looting during 2020. Andy Ngo put this out and said, the Brooklyn woman caught tearing down photos of missing children kidnapped by Hamas is Kelly Ann Schaefer. She was arrested at Antifa riot in Bergen County, New Jersey in 2021. Her vandalizing accomplice is her husband, Noah Schaefer. So once again, it's the same exact people. And I think people are starting to realize this. I think people are starting to realize that these people out there marching that are screaming, yelling, hurting people, blocking traffic, it's the same exact tactic that they used during the entire BLM push. Remember, these are criminals. These are the deep state foot soldiers. And I do believe they're being brought out into the open. And yes, they'll be brought into the open way more than we're seeing now as we get closer and closer to the 2024 election, because I do believe when Trump wins the election, they're going to deny the results. They're going to have chaos around the country. And I do believe they're setting up for this. They're preparing all of this. But Trump and the Patriots, they know that all of this is going to happen. Just like they know that Biden is going to take orders from Obama, which is going to take order from the other deep state characters like Soros, and they want a war. This is why Biden was out there saying, listen, if you cross this red line, well, he didn't actually say red line, but you could say, if you do something, Ayatollah, we're going to respond. Well, this is how the war starts. And lo and behold, the Iran-backed militant group, they're saying that, yes, after Biden said this, they attacked U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria, despite repeated threats from the Biden administration. Well, one, it shows his weakness, and it shows that they don't care, which means the Biden administration is going to ramp this up. Now, Trump, he already let us know that war is coming. And he told us it's not outside, but in the country that we have to be nervous about, because we don't know who's in this country. And if you were going to start a war, are you going to start it from outside and try to create a conventional war? Or do you infiltrate the countries and you try to hit them from within? Well, that's what they've been doing this whole time. And we know it's infiltration, not invasion. So if they have everyone set up and in position in Europe, in Canada, the US, can they activate these people when they need them activated? I do believe so. And I do believe this is what we need to be worried about. And if this does happen, this is pretty much game over for the Biden administration, isn't it? Because they're the ones who kept the border open. The people are going to see this as clear as day. And Rasmussen reports, they asked the people, how concerned are you that the current conflict in Israel will lead to a terrorist attack on the United States? 43% very concerned, 32% somewhat concerned. So we have 75% saying that they are concerned. Then we have 18% not very concerned, 4% not at all concerned, and 3% not sure. So the people, they're very concerned about this, which means the people understand what's going on right now. Just like the people understand what's going on with COVID. They know that this isn't a threat. They know that the vaccine is very, very dangerous. This is why the people didn't rush out to get the booster. But you can see the WHO, CDC, FDA, the pharmaceutical companies, they're panicking over all of this. Actually, the WHO leader, Dr. Tedros, who's not really a medical doctor, he's saying that disinformation eroded trust between people and the WHO. You mean all the disinformation that they put out? Because they're the ones who are releasing disinformation. The people that were trying to tell the truth, oh, that's right, they were censored. The doctors that wanted to tell the truth, they were censored. And the WHO, the CDC, the FDA, they blocked the drugs that could have helped. And they issued a drug that would hurt people. They issued the bioweapon. And every day that passes, what do we find out? That this bioweapon gets worse and worse. And who knew about it? Well, Pfizer knew about it. The FDA knew about it. The CDC knew about it. The only people that didn't know about it was the people of all the different countries, except for those people that were awake that were warning those people. Oh, wait, those people were censored too. But again, there were a lot of people warning about this, saying, hold on a sec, just don't stick out your arm and get it, because we don't know what the long-term effects are. And a lot of people said, well, I don't care. I don't want to get COVID. So you don't care if you die later on? You don't care if you get myocarditis? You don't care if you have a stroke? Because that's what we're seeing. You don't care if you die suddenly? Because remember, it's going to be very, very difficult to reverse once you do it. Once you go along with something like this, and you put something in your body, it's very hard to reverse. So think about this. Take your time. There's no rush. Because if you do your research and you stop being afraid and you stop listening to the government tells you everything the opposite of what you should be doing. And it's gone on for a very long time. The last people you should ever, ever believe is the government. Actually, I think Ronald Reagan said this. Didn't he say, hi, I'm here from the government? He said, people should be worried if you hear that. Well, people should be worried about this. What do we come to find out? CNN put this out. COVID shots may slightly increase risk of stroke in older adults, particularly when administered with certain flu vaccines. So weren't they just out there telling everyone to get their flu and COVID shots? People should just say, absolutely not. No more flu. You don't need it. Actually, when Dr. Zelenko was alive, he told everyone, zinc stops the replication of viruses. All you got to do is take zinc. This will help you. We know that ivermectin, we know that hydroxychloroquine, they also help you. This is why the pharmaceutical companies, this is why the CDC, the FDA, this is why they push so hard to steer people away from it. Because they didn't want people to understand that, hey, there's a cure out there for all of this. We don't have to take the flu vaccine. We don't have to take the COVID vaccine. Actually, these drugs, they help in many other ways that they've been keeping from us. They didn't want the people to know this. But now the people are learning. And the people, they don't trust these individuals anymore. The credibility of the CDC, the FDA, pharmaceutical companies, the WHO, they're down in the toilet. People do not trust them. Because if people did trust them, we would have 80% of the people going out getting their booster. Why didn't they? Because the people know now. They had to go through all of this. But now they know. And it seems that the people are learning a lot. The people are awake and they understand. Just like they understand what happened with the Speaker of the House. They understand it was for the greater good. It's going to benefit the people. It's going to help the people, and it exposed the Uniparty. But you can see the deep state players, well, they were very nervous about this. And you can see that the 4 a.m. drops, they started to drop, and everything was against Mike Johnson. Patriots Are in Control put this out and says, the fake news and leftist rags are having an absolute meltdown over election denier Mike Johnson becoming speaker. And you can see the New York Times, the CNN, Rolling Stone, they all put out pretty much the same headline. Johnson played leading role in effort to overturn the 2020 election. CNN, new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, once wrote in support of the criminalization of gay sex. Rolling Stone, the new House Speaker is a far-right extremist who helped plot the 2020 coup. And this goes on and on and on because they were very, very nervous and afraid. Did it work? Nope, that completely failed once again. And remember, all these individuals saying that we're election deniers and we don't believe what happened. Well, once again, we're going to be proven to be right again. And I do believe Trump, he's prepared and ready to release this information. And what's very interesting is that Jake Sherman, he put out a post on X. Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to the post and says, this explains the problem with the Capitol, the People's House, and President Trump. The People's House does not represent the people. Trump does represent the people, and that's why he's winning. You'll see alignment when Congress actually starts working for the American people. So Jake Sherman put this out on X And it looks like Trump marked it up and said the following. So this is what Jake Sherman said. Truth. Trump endorsement doesn't mean much in House GOP leadership races. Trump says, really, Jake? Then down below it says, he supported Jordan. Jordan lost. Jordan is great, Trump wrote. Next line, Trump Jr. and Sr. supported Banks in January. Now will be U.S. Senator with endorsement. We supported him for Senate. His operation doesn't have a great feel for the Capitol, never has. Trump wrote 99% wrong, almost 99% success rate. Maybe, this is what Jake wrote, maybe Trump wants Emmer to lose. Maybe he doesn't actually care. Emmer will win or lose on his own. Trump wrote wrong, a Trump kill. Better luck next time, Jake. And then Trump signed it. So basically, I do believe this was completely set up from the very beginning. It looks like they used Jordan as bait, made the Uniparty come out of the shadows, showed everyone, look, they're having secret ballots. And then all of a sudden, they brought in Johnson. Amazing. Trump, he put this out on Truth and said, Speaker Johnson was on Trump's legal defense team for both impeachments. This is how he celebrated Trump's victory. And it's a video that has the Washington Post that says Trump acquitted and Johnson was in front of Nancy Pelosi's office and then he winked and he was holding up that newspaper. Boom. Now, what's very interesting is that they call all of us election deniers. It seems that they were actually the election deniers in 2016. RNC Research put this out on X. It says Hakeem Jeffries wrote the book on election denial. And here's a couple of his posts. Keep pouting. History will never accept you as a legitimate president. The more we learn about 2016 election, the more illegitimate it becomes. America deserves to know whether we have a fake president in the Oval Office. And the America does have a right because we do have a fake president in the office. Now, remember, Trump won with the Electoral College. The Mueller report shows that Russia wasn't involved. Durham shows that Russia wasn't involved. This time around, all these people that paid for, and I'm talking about Hillary Clinton and the rest, who set this up, who kept pushing their election denialism back in 2016, well, this is all going to come back to haunt them. Trump, he put this out, and he's pointing to Hakeem Jeffries and Defiant L put this out, and this goes back to 2018. And it says the following, we just read it, but let me just read it again. The more we learn about 2016 election, the more illegitimate it becomes. America deserves to know whether we have a fake president in the Oval Office. Now, why did Trump pick this to put out there? Is the resident a fake president? Yes, he cheated in the election. Fast forward to today, we will never bend the knee to the election deniers who poison our democracy. Once again, I do believe Trump is sending a message saying that we, the people of this country, are going to find out that the resident was never elected to be president. They rigged the election. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. That information is coming soon. Trump, he put this out and said the following. Does anyone notice that the election rigging Biden administration never goes after the riggers, but only after those that want to catch and expose the rigging dogs? Massive information and 100% evidence will be made available during the corrupt trials started by our political opponent. We will never let 2020 happen again. Look at the result. Our country is being destroyed. He's letting us know again that this is going to happen, that everything is about to change, and everything is going to be pointing to the Biden administration, Obama, and the rest, showing how they cheated in the election. And we can see that the deep state players, they're prepared and ready to remove Biden. Even if he doesn't want to go, they're going to have to try to remove him one way or another. Disclosed TV put this out on Telegram. Biden's approval rating among Democrats has plummeted by a staggering 11 points in 1 month to a new record low. And this is according to a new Gallup poll, which means as his percentage rate goes down, the D's, they're going to have to make a move. Now, they're hoping that the Republicans do it, but I don't think this is going to happen. I think they're going to have to remove Biden on their own. And they're going to have a change of batter. And it looks like they set this up for New Hampshire. And yes, they're going to bring in other candidates. And eventually what they're going to do is they're going to bring in their main candidate. And I do believe this is how they're going to play the game. And I think Blueprint sums up everything that Trump has done. He put this out on Telegram, says, Trump chose to run as a Republican and not an independent because of the party's storied and amazing history of animating the Constitutional and Bill of Rights for the people. Since Trump has focused on driving the moves and countermoves required to clean out, take back the Republican Party piece by piece, each election, patriots have gained more and more ground. Last election, we saw a historic number of Trump-endorsed MAGA candidates take office. Trump and the patriots are playing the long game required to systematically dismantle the old guard, restore our Constitution, and return government back to the people. Today, our trajectory couldn't be clearer. Nothing can stop what is coming. Nothing. And he's absolutely right. And Trump is playing the long game because he knew the first 4 years he had to set everything up, set the plan in motion, set up continuity of government, have the deep state overthrow the duly elected president, have an insurrection, activate the military. Doesn't mean they're flying around in helicopters, but they're taking orders from the commander in chief because that's how it works. And then he needed to place the resident in position and have this pause. Even though we're in a pause, he's still in control. It's almost like his second term, as he would say. And this pause is waking up the American people. And it started out waking up people. And as time went on, it woke up more. And here we are in the last year of, I do believe, Trump's plan of taking back the country. And this is going to wake up a lot more people, because what wakes up people better than a crashing economy, losing your job, and going to war? It's like one gigantic slap in the face. And it shows the people who the deep state, the criminal syndicate, who and what they really are. Especially during the same exact year, you're having these trials and he's producing all these evidence. Everyone puts it together. They're not stupid. Even the D's who are watching MSNBC, CNN, CNBC, they're still going to put it together and they're going to go, holy crap, I see it now. I can't believe this is happening in this country. We can't have war. We need peace. And I do believe this is the final battle. We're watching the final battle play out. See, the final battle is not arresting the people. The final battle is not putting them in jail and having trials. The final battle is having the people take back the country. The final battle is going up against the deep state and winning. In the end, the final battle is for the people to vote for Trump and to give the big middle finger to the deep state to say, we're behind him. He's coming for you. Not just him. We are coming for you. That's the final battle. And we're heading towards that battle. And that battle is 2024, the presidential election. And the people, when they see all this play out, we're going to win. We're going to take back the country. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.